It's Friday, July 13th, AD 2018. Since this is a Christian newscast, we're not superstitious. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The first 6 months of 2018 have been marked by increased persecution of Christians in Pakistan, reports International Christian Concern. Blasphemy laws are often used to discriminate against Christians, as 7 believers have been charged with blasphemy against Islam this year. A Christian woman named Asiya Bibi is appealing her death sentence before Pakistan's Supreme Court on such charges. Christians have been suffering from all kinds of violence, including forced conversions, forced marriages, destruction of church property, kidnappings, and even murders. Please keep these fellow believers in your prayers. The Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines is calling for a day of fasting and prayer next Monday after Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte mocked God and ridiculed biblical doctrines. This came after Catholic bishops have been criticizing Duterte for thousands left dead in the government's crackdown on drugs. Duterte said he would immediately resign if anyone could prove they were, quote, able to talk to and see God, end quote. Psalm 10, verse 4 says, "The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts." Ontario's newly elected premier, Doug Ford, is moving to repeal the Canadian province's 2015 sex education curriculum that promoted sexual perversions and gender confusion. Ontario's Education Minister Lisa Thompson announced on Wednesday the curriculum would revert back to the 1998 curriculum used before controversial changes by the Liberal government. Alina Dulgariou is appealing a United Kingdom court ruling to keep a buffer zone banning pro-life speech around the Marie Stopes abortion mill in Ealing, London. Dulgariou has already raised over £15,000 toward a £50,000 goal to challenge the ruling. Dulgariou was outside the Marie Stopes abortion mill 7 years ago, about to have an abortion herself, when pro-life sidewalk counselors offered her help and support to save her daughter. Dulgariou is now a spokeswoman for the group Be Here For Me, Mothers Opposed to the Ban on Pro-Life Speech. Listen to this testimony of a woman who was helped by such counseling.
So when I went to the clinic, on the way I was just heartbroken because I never wanted to do that. So when I reached near the door, I met with one woman. She gave me one leaflet and she offered help. I would not have my child with me right now. So because of their help, today my life is different.
Job 29:17 says, "I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth." A federal court ruled Tuesday that the Trump administration could not deny asylum to over 80 Iranian refugees, mostly Christians, who were on their way to the U.S. through Austria under a congressional program. Judge Beth Freeman ruled for the Department of Homeland Security to reopen the refugees' applications and only make denials on an individual basis within 14 days. Since 2012, Starbucks has covered so-called sex change surgeries for their employees. The company announced last month that it will expand their coverage of procedures for employees pretending to be the opposite gender, to include hair transplants and facial feminization, among other things. A study by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in 2014 found that 41% of 6,500 transgender respondents have attempted suicide. But Starbucks calls the new move, quote-unquote, life-saving. James 1:14-15 says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." The Good News Network reports that 31-year-old Hillary Harris of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, was adopted as a baby, but she knew from her adoption file that she had a half-sister named Dawn Johnson. Hillary spent years searching the internet to possibly find her half-sibling until someone moved in next door. In God's providence, it was none other than Dawn, her half-sister. Harris said, quote, I love sharing it because it's such a beautiful, happy story, end quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I had asked for 5 Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by today's newscast. But in the last 24 hours, 9 people made donations toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Hannah in Rothsay, Minnesota, and Joshua in Glenwood, Queensland, each of whom gave a one-time gift of $25. Thanks also to Richard in Somerville, Missouri, for his one-time gift of $50, to Daniel in San Antonio, Texas, for his one-time gift of $200, and to Kevin in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, for his one-time gift of $500. We are also grateful to God for the generosity of Jonathan in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, Pamela in San Antonio, Texas, and Brian in Hohenwald, Tennessee, each of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months. And finally, John from Colorado Springs, Colorado, pledged $50 per month for 12 months to keep the Worldview on the air. Their gifts totaled $2,600. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $13,817 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 46% of our goal. Praise God. We just need 13 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 26 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 5 more Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Monday? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 13th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.